Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Marim Shiyichu, Lenishmas Marasas to Bas Shmuel, Reb Adadan Zusha, Reb Yosef, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Lerefuas, Chayachai Feg Bas Michal Tispasya, and the schus Naomi Sarah Bas Marasana Miriam, Dabar Ram Rasam Ben Rasam Miriam, Tzvi Marasana Miriam, and this is based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Agon Avodah B'Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. In the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, it says, "Lo sabal shigdil chalev imoy," three times in the Torah. One is Isra Achila, you now let it eat milk and meat that was cooked. You now let it be nene from milk and meat that was cooked together. And you now let it cook milk and meat together. Isra Achila, Isra Hanoa, Isra Bishul. So we're going to discuss the union of Isra Basa B'Cholov. We paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Chatzi Shir is Asir Min HaTorah. We paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, that Chatzi Shir is Asir Min HaTorah. The question is there a union of Chatzi Shir by Basar B'Cholov? Or not. As far as Bishul Basar B'Cholov, the Prima Godim in his Psicha to Basar B'Cholov in Oitz Gimel has a suffix. Is there an Isser of Bishul Basar B'Cholov by Chatzi Shir? And the aside of his suffix is that we say that there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir because of Chazi Litztarufe, because it could be Mitztarif to a whole Shir. Is the pshat that after you eat a chatzi shir, you can eat another chatzi shir? That's what it means. Chazal said before it can be mitzdarev, but that's all b'sirei achila. That the second chatzi is mitzdarev to the first chatzi. Because you don't have to eat them together. So you can eat another chatzi. Memele yichayv in the first chatzi as well. That's first tzad. On the other hand, maybe chazit tzrufei means that they aser a chatzi shir because because a half is half of a whole. That's why. Since when you have a whole, how you chayv if you have a whole shir? Because you ate two halves, right? Part half of the shear you ate was a half. The mele, even if you just eat a half, you're going to be chayiv. Not because before you're going to eat the whole, but because even half is part of the whole. Half is part of what made you chayiv, so it's not going to be chayiv a karban or an onesh, but it's still going to be an isser min haTorah. Chatzi shear isser min haTorah. Is it because it can be mitztarif before, or because half is part of the whole? And it is mitzdarif. When you have a whole, it's mitzvah, not that you're going to do it, but that when you have a whole, when you have a half, that half could be join the whole, and now that half would constitute part of the Aveira. What's an afkamenili in Bishul? By Bishul, pshat is that it's mitzdarif. By Bishul, it's not mitzdarif. Because the Isser Bishul is not when you're mevashel a half a shear and a half a shear. That's not us. There's no mevashel a whole shear. So if you're only mevashel a half a shear, there's no tzeref is shaykh. So memela is no iser of bishul chatzi shear. But if you hold the pshat is that if you eat a half, it's usher because half is part of the whole. And you would be chayef for bishul. If you're mitzayin, if you're mevashel tu chatzoi shear biyachad, so then you would be chayiv. So even if you're mevashel one chatzi shir, you're chayiv. It's aser. Chayiv aser. Same thing they ask legabe iser chatzi shir and bal yehoi, famous sofik of the Shagas Aryeh. It's not shaykh to be mitzarif. In other words, bal yehoi, when I'm chayiv and bal yehoi, if I have a half a shir and then I get another half, I'm not chayiv lemafrei on the first half. I'm only chayiv now from here on in. But it's not that it was mitzarif to what I had before. So by Bayroth, there's no onion of tzeruf. So is there a chatzi shir by, in other words, b'fo'al, it can't be mitzdarif, but the maisa half is part of the whole. So b'kiva right, b'kiva gerites, and Shulchan Aruch Taf Mendalit, and the Ramtziv Kotnya Dalit, l'das harbi poskan, there is an isser of chatzi shir by Ba'yiroi. Okay, so now we had siyata d'shmaya, the union of bishul chatzi shir. What about achilas basi b'chol? There it's pasha to the prima godim, that there's an isser. Like every other Asuri Achila, there's an Isser of Chetzi. Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. V'kach nira mi divrei ataz, v'yoyiradei asim et tzadi beiz. It's by the Taz, there's no hechreach that it's an Isser Torah. But the rehitas l'shoyno is mashma, that it's kechol l'surei Torah, the Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah. So according to the Taz, my baser b'chalav. So we have the prima godim taz, the b'chatzi shir, aser min haTorah. My baser b'chalav. The prima godim in a sefer Girinas Vrodim in Klal Amadala brings a mission on the Mel Sofer Gal Tzuchem to Matzah b'shem Amar Bach. The data we require a pasuk to aser b'chatzi shir b'chametz. Is because the Isser because the Rambam brings Nuchos Chometz Umatzi brings a special pasuk Lecha Chometz to teach you Chometz is also B'chatzi Shir. Everyone asks, well, does the Rambam need a pasuk Chometz also B'chatzi Shir also Min HaTorah? So the reason you need a pasuk to ask your B'chatzi Shir B'chometz is because the Isser of B'chatzi Shir is learning Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph from the pasuk of Kol Chelev. All Chelev, even a Chatzi Shir, and if so, you can only learn from there an Isser that's similar to Chelev, that was never had a Shas Kosher, it was never Mutter. So, Aser Metchilas Bri Asui, but the Isser Chometz, which had a Shas Kosher, Koidem HaPesach, wasn't Aser Koidem HaPesach, Memele, you can't learn from Chelev, and that's why you need a special Pasuk, the Prima Godim, writes that according to this, Leinyan Basel B'cholov, we can say the same thing. That there's no Isser, Chatzi Shir, the Haisel Eishas Kosher. There's no Isser of Chatzi Shir by Basel B'cholov. Because Basel B'cholov had a Shas Kosher, like we see in Chulin 115b. You can't learn the Yisra B'nav Basar B'cholav May Orla, because Orla never had a Shas Kosher. Shenken Basar B'cholav did, before it was cooked together, they were both Mutter, the Basar and the Cholav. So therefore, it would come out then that by Achilas Basar B'cholav, there'd be no Yisra Chatzi Shir. But he writes, nevertheless, you can't compare Basar B'cholov to Chometz, because Shiny Chometz, the Kitzuraso Yehashta, Hoyseloi Shas Kosher. Chometz, as it was now, had a Shas Kosher. When was that? That was before Pesach. But Basar B'cholov, that the Isser starts when it was Misbashel together, from the moment it was Misbashel together, it was Aser forever. There was never a moment that it's in the present Tzura that it was Mutter. So you can say that it didn't have a Shas Kosher, and he blibes with it Suffolk. So the question is, Basar B'cholov, maybe there's no Isser of Basar B'cholov because it had a Shas Kosher, unlike Chelev. On the other hand, in its present Tzura, it didn't have a Shas Kosher. And we can add, you can't learn from Chometz. Where if it had a Shas Kosher, It's going to be an Isser of Chatzi Shir because Chometz had an Isser of Chatzi Shir, has an Isser of Chatzi Shir. And it has Shas Kosher. So maybe if we say, let's say we say about Basar B'Cholov, that it had a Shas Kosher, now we're saying maybe Basar B'Cholov doesn't have a Shas Kosher because in its present Tzura, it never had a Shas Kosher. Let's say you do say it had a Shas Kosher because the Basar independently was Mutter and the Cholov independently was Mutter. So can you learn from Chametz that there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir? And the answer is no. You can't learn from Chametz because Chametz is more Chomer that there's a Chi of Karetz. So you can learn from Chametz that it's Aser. Because Chametz is more Chomer. Chametz is Karetz. And Basar B'Cholov isn't. Memela, you can't say that if it has a Shas Kosher, there's going to be an Isser Basar, there's going to be an Isser like Chametz. Because Chametz is more Chomer. Or you can say that it's not similar to Chametz. Maybe by Chametz had a Shas Kosher in its present Matziv. That's why you need a special Pasuk to Aser it. Basar B'Cholov, you don't need a special Pasuk. Maybe Basar B'Cholov is anyway Aser. Because in its present Surah was always Aser. Maybe no. Maybe there's no Isser Basar B'Cholov because it had a Shas Kosher. And don't learn from Chametz because Chametz is more Chomer than it's a Katz HaKaris. However, the Pri Megadim and Sof Klal Chof Zayin brings the Ma'al Bach, who wrote, as we remember, that we require a Pasuk for the Isser of Chatzi Shir B'Chametz is because Chatzi Shir is learned from Kol Chelev. And it has to be similar to Chelev that it didn't have a Shas Kosher. Chametz had a Shas Kosher. So I need a special pasuk. And he asks on this, if so, is Surei Nazir that had a Shas Kosher, he wasn't a Nazir before, had another Chatzi Shir as Asur, and he brings from the Rambam that if a person's Nishba that he's not going to eat a Chatzi Shir, if a person's Nishba he's not going to eat, he's now eating a Chatzi Shir. Even though it had a Shas Kosher before he took the Shavua. So it must be that since we say in Yuma that the reason of the Yisr of Chatzi Shir is that the Chazal Itztarufe, Imken, Kol Isurei Achila Nichlelu Bezeh, and because they all are Shaykh to the Chazal Itztarufe. It can be mitzarif to a whole shir, whatever that means. Whether it means befall, it's going to be mitzarif. It could be mitzarif, or it means that it's a proof. It's a simon from the fact that it could be mitzarif. It's a simon that half is also aser. But since we learn, says the Pri Megadim, that chatzi shir is aser atzchasid tzarufei. Therefore, Shavua Shalei Ochal is now Lidi Lechatzi Shir, and Hu Adin, any other Surah Achila, also Basar B'Cholov, is going to be an Isser and Lechatzi Shir. As Nara Ladun B'Milsa Chadita, Davar Chadash, that even by Achila's Basar B'Cholov, there's no Isser Torah by Lechatzi Shir. Wow, here it is. This is going to be great. Exciting. Those who really like Basar B'Cholov, and they want to know they're not being over Nisa Daraisa, it's not going to help. It's a Derabonan. Go over a Dibri Chom Chayiv Misa, the Gemara says. So here we have Ladun B'Milsa Chadito, Shegam Be'Achilas Basar B'Cholav Ein Isser Torah B'Chatzi Shir. We say in Chulin and Daf Kuv Gimel Amud Beis that if you take an Eiver Min Achai and you split it up into halves, a shear of an Eiver Min Achai, and you split it into two halves, even if afterwards you wait the two chalokim, you're potter. Because since Eiver Min Achai is a chiddish, that you're chayiv even on Gidim and Atzamois, Ein lechaboya lechidushoi, v'raki machloi ke'achas chayiv. But if you were mechalek et bachutz, you did something different, you're potter. Midoy raiso. The prima godim, yoyredeya simen samachay, mishpitzois zov, siv cotton dalid, is mechadish, that just like legabe eivir menachai, we say, ein lechabo ele chidusho, veino chayav eleim, achlo bevat achat, imkein, hu adin gidanoshe. Shegidanoshe is a gam chidush, because it's an eitz ba'alma in begidim noy saying tam, according to one opinion of Gemara, and the Torah answered it. And if so, here also we say, ein lechabo ele chidushoi, and you're only chayiv if you ate the whole gid bevas achas. But if you split it up into two, you're potter. Now, according to this, it would appear that by basar b'cholov, it's the same thing. That since the Torah was mechadish, that a person's chayiv al achila so gam b'shaloi kederech achile, like we see in Pesachim 25a, l'das abaye, if so, ein lechabo ela chidusho. Sheino chayav elim kein oichel mimenu shir kezayis ukeshir kol ha'isurim. Aval ba'oichel chatzi shir. Again, by Bosse B'chol, the Torah is mechadesh. By Bosse B'chol, we can say the same thing. It's going to be potter. Why? Because the Torah was mechadesh, that a person's chayav an achila gam b'shaloi kederech, a person's chayav an achila gam k'shaloi kederech achila. Like we see in Pesachim 25a, l'das abaye. And if so, ein l'chabo l'chidusho. He has to eat a shir kezayis. Since there's a special chiddush by Basar B'cholov, shechem l'achilos agam shlo g'derech achila, so memela, since it's an outlier, so we say ein l'chabo l'chidusho. And therefore you have to eat the whole thing, a shir kezayis, and not the half. Avaboch l'chatzi shir. There's no iser, that's not the tzura se iser. And it's true, if he ate another half a zayis afterwards, he's chayev, because he got to the whole zayis. Uvachol dinei toiro, by shirei kezayis, you don't have to eat them bevas achas. Nevertheless, nafkamina, that if you eat a chatzi shir, there's no iser at all. And it's not chazil et starufe, because a chatzi shir is heter gomo. Vashenken, b'shari surim, that a chatzi shir is a cheftzadi surah, you're just lacking the shir. So we use the same logic of the Gemara and the Prima Godin. That if you have something that's an outlier, like Avram and Achai, that it's a chiddush, because you're chayv and gidim and atzamos. So therefore, if you're mechalek et bachutz, if you split it up outside, you're pater. Zayin l'chabel l'chidusha, it's only if you eat it in a normal way, b'vatz achas. But not, you can't say so much of a chiddush to say that if you eat it, if you split it up outside and then you put it in your mouth, that you're chayiv. So hu adin, l'gabe basar b'cholav. The Torah was mechadesh, that you're chayiv al'achila, so gam b'shaloi b'derech achila. Rota Abayim Sochem 25a, Se'en l'chabo l'chidusho, that a person is only chayiv if he ate a shir kezayis, shir kol ha'isurim, en l'chabo l'chidusho. But if it's a chatzi shir, there's no isur at all, because that's not the tzuras isur, and it's true. That if afterwards he's another half of his eyes, he's going to be chayiv. But in this half, he's pater. Because he didn't do anything. It's not tzuras iser, it's heter gomer. And once we come to this point, you don't have to be told in the chiddush that it's asur shlo kederech achila. The guf iser of basar b'cholav is a chiddush, like the same Pesachim 44b, Nazir 37b, that you can learn tam keker by basar b'cholav, the chol haTorah kula, Because Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush. Because if you soak it all day in milk and meat, it's Beseder Gamor. It's Beseder Gamor. But if you cook it, it's Aser. It's a Chiddush. So according to Abaye in Chulin Kuf Chesem and Aleph, we learn Tam Kekum Yibasar B'Cholav. So he holds that Basar B'Cholav isn't considered a Chiddush. So there we had to say that Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush because it's a Achila Shelo Kederach. If you don't go according to Abaye, it's a Chiddush because all that's a Misser, Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush. Tosim Chulin anyway says Abaye Chazer Bo. So it comes out that since Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush, Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusho, and it's only going to be Chayv if you Yidashir. Chayv if you Yidashir. However, yesh legam gain b'dvareinu. Why? Because ha'teinach ever men achayin gidan noshe. That the only way you could be over is boifin ha'machudish. That ever men achay you're only over if you did gidan men atzamas. And gidan noshe. The whole thing of achilas gidan noshe is a chiddush. The only way you can be over is if you do it in an oifen hamachudish, either by Eivir Menachai eating the gidim and atzamos, and gidan nasha also eating the gid, these are chidushim. It's not normal eating. So therefore we say, in l'chabo al chidusho ketsuras iser, that the Torah says, bevas achas, that's pashtus, a person's eating it bevas achas. Aval! Bebasar b'cholav, You could theoretically be over shelo kasharcha b'derech achila. So the Torah added a chiddush that you're over even shelo kederech achila. So if you go with Abaye and Pesachim, that the chiddush is if you go with like Abaye and Pesachim, that the chiddush is that Basar B'Cholav is even shelo kederech achila, but you could theoretically be over b'derech achila. You're right, you're over shelo b'derech achila, but the Torah adds you're also over shelo kederech achila. So maybe there you don't say in l'chabo l'chidusha. When do you say in l'chabo l'chidusha, where the only way you could be over is in a different type of way, in an outlier type way, what we call. But by Basar B'Cholav, you could be over in a normal way, so maybe there we don't say in the Chabola Chidusho Yarchayv and a Chatzis Shir. Or if that's true, then we should say that it's true that by Basar B'Cholav, Kederach Achila is an Isser of Chatzis Shir, but if you eat a Basar, if you eat a Chatzis Shir, Basar B'Cholav, Shaloi Kederach Achila is no Isser, because there we can say, since Basar B'Cholav, that there was Aser, Shelo Kederech Achila is a Chiddush, Ein Lecha Bo El Chidushoi, She'achila Shelo Kederech, Hainu Rak B'Shir Kezayis, Zeh, She'Basar B'Cholav Nasir Shelo Kederech Achila is a Chiddush, so Ein Lecha Bo El Chidushoi, so if you eat Shelo Kederech Achila, you have to eat a Kezayis. Yirechatzishir, it's not going to be aser. Why? Because it's a chiddush. Ein lechabo lechidusha. Normally you have yarchayv rechatzishir, but here it's a mechudush tikka type of achila shelo kederech achila. And b'meila nechatzishir, you're not going to be chayiv. The Chagat Shavar is done, discussed as being Matir or Chatzi Shir Shalokadar Chachila for a different reason. Because let's say Chatzi Shir is an Isser Klali, it doesn't relate to this specific Isser. It's an Isser Klali, not to eat a half a Shir. Like the Ramban holds in one side in the Torah of Adam. He holds it's an Isser Klali, and Mimela, a Chatzi Shir of Karis and a Chatzi Shir of Eloisesei is equal. Because it's not coming from that Isser of Karis or the Eloisesei, it's coming from the general Isser of Chatzi Shir. So we can say that that by Basar B'cholov is Asar Shaloi Kederech Achila is Anoi B'chatzi Shir. Because again, Chatzi Shir doesn't relate. Chatzi Shir is an Isser Klali. So it only relates Kederech Achila. But it's Shaloi Kederech Achila doesn't apply. So you're right. Basar B'cholov is Asar Shaloi Kederech Achila. But not, the Isser of Chatzi Shir is not going to apply because Yisr of Chatzi Shir is an Isser Klali. And both in Klali, we don't Aser Shaloka Derech Achila. Therefore, Shaloka Derech Achila is going to be Mutter B'Chatzi Shir. Another reason to be Matter. What we said a moment ago was that if you eat the Basar B'cholov Kederech Achila, there's going to be an Isser only Kashir. And there's going to be an Isser of Chatzi Shir. If you eat Shalok Kederech Achila, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir because Ein Lechal Bala Chidusha. And therefore, yeah, only you're only going to be over if you do it in a Pashit way, like eating it in the normal way. Not Shalok Kederech Achila. And then there's going to be no Isser of Chatzi Shir. And we have an example of this, that chelik of the Isser, part of the Isser, there's an Isser Chatzi Shir, and part of there's no Chatzi Shir. In the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Samech Esos Tezayin, he writes that even though the Isser Ame Novim L'Nozir Shi'uroi B'Kezayis U'mahani Tzeruf B'Chdei Achilas Paras, nevertheless, if a person eats Chartzen, he eats the garin of the pre, is also nisar on that. He's only chayv if he eats it bevas achas. There's no tseruf of kedei achilas pras, and there's no tseruf chatzi shir. It is not royal achil in Torah's mechadish that he's chayv ein lecha bo lechidusha. You seem very interesting. Since the Torah has the chartzin, it's only going to be shaykh the chartzin. Only when he eats the seed, only then we're going to say that there's no tseruf. When he eats the regular grape, then there is. So in the Mela, you see that there's an Isser Chatzi Shir and part of the Isser, and part of the Isser there isn't. Same thing with Basar B'cholov. Feed Shalok Kederech Achila is going to be no Isser Chatzi Shir. However, maybe we could be mechalek between Eiver Menachai and Basar B'cholov. That Hateinach Eiver Menachai in Gidan Noshe, that the Chiddush is Nitzuras HaAchila. And therefore we say, Ein Lecha El Chidusho Kitzuras HaIsser, that the Torah said, which is that he ate it all Bavas Achas. And that's why Eiver Menachai Shechilko Mibachutz, and then he ate the two chalokim. It's not going to be Aser. It's Pater. Why didn't Gida Noshe? Chilko Mibachutz. Pater. Because that's the difference in Tzuras HaAchila. Ein lecha ela chidusha, but Tzuras HaAchilasa. Tzuras HaHisser. But the sheer kezayis of Basar B'chalav, ein ze din b'tzuras ha'iser, ela b'kamus ha'iser. In other words, when it comes to Eirana Chayin Gidan Noshe, and he split it up outside, so that's a different type of achila. He's only chayiv when he ate it, that it all went into his mouth at the same time. Since that's a different suras iser, he's pater. But if you say a shir kezayis, a basar b'cholav, it's not a din in its suras iser. It's a din in the kamus iser. Amount, maybe there, since it's a difference in the amount and not in the tzura, not in the way he does it, but in the amount, maybe there we can say, we don't say in l'chaber l'chadusha, and he is going to be chayav in a pachas mikashir. We can even say better, that since the shir kezayis isn't, it's written mefurash b'yisurim, rather it's midin shiurim, like we see in Sukkah Vav Amar Aleph, but it isn't written explicitly, we just have a tradition. If so, it's not shaykh to say ein lecha b'el chidusha, because the shir kezayis wasn't mischadesh in basar b'cholav b'daika. It wasn't written explicitly of basar b'cholav. They didn't call it tarakula. So since it's a general din and call it tarakula, they need a shir kezayis. And we know that in call it tarakula, you're chayv even on a half a shir. So too by basar b'chalav, you're also going to be chayv in a half a shir. Before we saw the Ragachar, wanted to say that since it's an Isser Klali of Chatzi Shir, and therefore Chatzi Shir of Karis is the same as the Chatzi Shir of Eloisesei, so you can say by Basar B'Cholav, Shloka Derech Achila is in Noig B'Chatzi Shir, because it's only an Isser Klali that relates to Derech Achila, not Shloka Derech Achila. And therefore Shloka Derech Achila is no Isser of Chatzi Shir. Now we're saying that since Shir Kezayis wasn't said explicitly by Basar B'Cholav, rather it's a din B'Chol HaTorah Kula. So therefore this, just like Chatzi Shir was Basar B'Chol HaTorah Kula, here it's also Aser. Just like B'chol HaTorah Kula Tasi, here it's also Aser. If it would have said Kezayis explicitly by Basar B'cholav, then you said B'seder, the Kezayis is only referring to Kederech Achila, but Shelo Kederech Achila Ein L'chabo L'chidusho. We could say that the Kezayis is referring to Kederech Achila, and therefore even Echatzi Zayis is Aser, but Shaloka derech achila, which is a different en l'chabo l'chidusha, that's a chiddush, so that isn't going to be aser if it's a chatzi shir. But since it doesn't say it specifically about basar b'chalav, the general din in kol ha'torah kula, that chatzi shir is aser, so maybe taka does apply to basar b'chalav, even with shaloka derech achila. You really see it both ways. general din, and therefore it applies to every case. We don't say in lechabo lechidusho by baser b'chalav, because it doesn't say explicitly kazayis by baser b'chalav. You could say in lechabo lechidusho by chatzizayis, and therefore chatzizayis wouldn't be aser. No, the general din of kol harokul, it applies even to baser b'chalav. And even to shloka derech achila. Or again, like the Ragachava said, that when we have a general din in Kala Tarakula, it's only talking about a general din in Kala Tarakula of Kedar Chachila, not Shalok Kedar Chachila. So, that's something to think about. So what emerges then is that we really don't know. Is Chatzi Zayis Aser by Baser B'chalav or not? And in the meantime, we wanted to say a chiddush that maybe at least doesn't apply to Achilas Chatzi Shir Baser B'chalav Shelo Kederech Achila. And we're saying maybe it does apply because there's a difference in the amount and not in the Tzuras HaAchila. So, Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we will try to show that there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Baser B'chalav. And please stay tuned. We've already seen a flaw in Taras Hashem. Have we not? Yes, we have. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.